In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day, good day. It's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you. Well, you know what? Today, I just fell down the stairs. I just want you all to know, as you're coming over here, not all the stairs, but just one step, and landed on my knees. But you know what? Maybe that's where I need to be, on my knees. But I'm going to tell you, it's not fun. Okay, let's just continue now, because you know what? Enough of that. You can pray for me if you'd like today, because that's what I need. I think I'm reading today from Jeremiah, and we're looking at the second chapter, and it's a very interesting chapter. And the scripture is going to talk about remember. Okay? Jeremiah 2. The word of the Lord came to me, "Go cry out this message for Jerusalem to hear." God says, "I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me into the desert in a land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest." God remembers the espousal of Israel to him. God remembers when Israel showed love and devotion to him. God remembers that he called his people to be his bride, and he was the groom. Oh, he remembers. But now he is married to a prostitute. Now his bride has forsaken him for other gods. And the Lord, though people tell us that into the scriptures God doesn't feel, the Lord is brokenhearted. "I remember your devotion, but it's gone now. When you were young, but it's gone. How you loved me as a bride loves her husband. How you followed me in the desert. In the desert 40 years in a land unsown. You were sacred to me. You were the first fruits of the harvest. And should anyone presume to partake of this harvest, evil would befall on them, says the Lord." This is a broken-hearted God speaking his word through the prophet Jeremiah. In a very real sense, Jeremiah is just like Jesus. He's got this experience of pain. "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I have longed to take you under my wings like a mother hen, but you would not come." Oh, the pain in the heart of Jesus. Oh, the pain in the heart of the Christ, the Master. "I longed for you, and you would not come. I looked for friends, and I found none. They gave me vinegar to drink." the broken-hearted God. But he's not broken-hearted to destroy, but broken-hearted to call back. And the way he does that is through his judgment. He will give Israel just enough judgment that she will remember what she had, and she will return back to the Lord. The broken-hearted husband. From the Book of Lamentations, is there any sorrow like mine? We see that Jesus is not only a man of suffering, but a man of joy. For on the night before he died, he said, my joy I give you. Not only did he say, my peace I give you, but my joy I give you. But we also see in the face of Jesus the suffering of God the Father for a people who would be his people and who would espouse him as their husband. Oh, I looked for comforters, but I found none. The heart of God is the heart of the prodigal father. The father who looks for the children to come back to the fold, looks for the children to come back to his heart. Looks for the children to return home. That's the heart of the father. And the judgment comes when the children have to go into the pigsty. And when the pigsty does its work, the children return. When the judgment does its work, the children return. But how much judgment do we need in order to return? Oh, I know so many people that have been at death's door, be it with drugs or alcohol or whatever, and they have been in the depths of hell. And you know what? They return, but because the prodigal father gives shoes to them, they go run off again. Breaks the heart of God. When people tell me that God has no feelings, I laugh at them because he shows his feelings through the prophets. And he showed his feelings through his son. Remember what Jesus said about the Jews. You do not know the scripture or the power of God. You do not know God, and you have not seen his form. Jesus says that the Father has a form. Oh no, the Father was never incarnate. The Father did not become a human being, that's true. But the Father has a form. He is not some blob of light, a glob of light. The Father is a Father whose heart breaks after you. If you have strayed, his heart is broken. And he says, would you come back, please? Would you come back? I know some of you saying it's too hard. I know some of you saying, you know, it's too difficult. Whenever I'm back, I get the enemy's arrows at me. But the Father says, will you comfort my heart? For only my son and my daughter can comfort my heart. Will you come back? Would you come back? For I love you. I love you. Oh, Israel, will you come back to the Lord too? O Israel, you who departed from Jesus, will you come back? Will you come back home to your Messiah? O Church of Jesus Christ, you who have left your first love, will you come back to your love? Will you leave your business behind and run to the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you come back? You see, because the story of Israel is the story of the Church. Israel departed from her Messiah, and when the Church became respectable, we depended upon everything else but Him. I remember the devotion of your youth, Church. I remember how you loved me as a bride, how you followed me into the desert for 40 years. In a land unsown, trusting in me, he sang. Sacred to the Lord was Israel and the Church, the first fruits of his harvest. Now listen to the word of the Lord, O Israel, O house of Jacob, O Church. All you clans of the house of Israel, thus says the Lord, what fault did your fathers find in me, that they withdrew from me? They went after empty idols, and they became empty themselves. O Church, what fault did your fathers find in me that they withdrew from me? They went after prestige, pomp, circumstance, places of honor. They went after making the Church dignified and not caring for her Messiah. They went after the worldly pomp and the worldly circumstances, and forgot the poor and the lowly and the unween, but mostly forgot me. For when the Church forgets Jesus, we just write about the poor and the lowly, but we will not be there for them. You see, Thanksgiving is coming, and it will be the time for all the big shots to be carving turkey for the poor, and it will be a photo op for the big shots, and all the cameras will be out, as if the big shots care about the poor. For I know there are 365 days in the year. And I know that the poor need to be cared for, not on Thanksgiving alone, but on every day. But you see, the cameras are not out every day. And so we will see Mayor Menino, and he will be carving turkeys. We'll see Governor Patrick, whatever his last name is, and he'll be carving the turkey. Isn't it wonderful? When they don't care any more about the poor than they care about me. You see, to say I care means to exert myself. My caring is shown through what I do. Oh, the Church has forgotten her bridegroom. The Church has been entangled with the world so much that we have become the world. Our people are the world. You want to know why? They've never been converted. John Paul's predecessor, who was John, who was Paul the Sixth, said every generation must come before Christ and be converted. My friends, Catholics are no more pro-life than the world. There are few of us, but not many. We voted in the Clintons, and probably we will do it again. How sad. But you see, we don't care about life. We really don't. And we care less about the broken heart of the Father. But you see, we're all headed toward the pig pen. Believe me, we're all headed toward the place of judgment. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And hopefully we will learn in the pig pen, whatever shape it takes, that we had a good home and we left it. And again, our motives will be purified. We've broken the heart of God. We have entertained other spouses. We have adulterated our relationship with Jesus. Hear the broken heart of God. I remember the devotions of your youth. You used to bring me flowers. I was most preeminent in your life. You woke up with my name on your lips. You thought, oh, what adventures are there today? Oh, you were so excited about being a Christian. It was so wonderful. I remembered how you loved me as a bride would love her bridegroom, and that you anticipated my needs. You would say to me, like, what do you have in store for me today? What do you want me to do today? How do you want me to be today? When can I find time to be with you today? Oh, you were my bride. And then you went to the time of the desert. Oh, it was arid and difficult. But you clung on to me, and you saw how I provided. And though you grumbled, you always came back. But then you came into your own prosperity and went after empty idols. Why will you not return to your Father? Why will you not return to your God, who will never reject you? Why? Shame, don't let shame keep us apart. Sin? Oh, the blood of Jesus will remit your sins as you go to confession. Listen. Do not stray any longer. It is not the time to stray. It is the time for making love. It is the time for coming back. It is the time that we know that we have no one else but Thee, O Lord. Do not stray any longer, for my heart is broken, says the Lord. Broken because I have gained you through the blood of my own Son. Broken because I have graven you in the palms of my hands, and you have forgotten me. But you must know this, though you have forgotten me, I will never forget you, for you are the reason why I sent my beloved Son into the world, so that he would be born of the Virgin Mary and give up his life for you. How could I ever forget you that my own son died in your place? How could I ever forget you? But my heart is broken. My heart is broken. And you can console me as you return to me, not with words, but with a surrendered life as well as words. You can console me and bring upon yourself new blessings, and bring upon the world new blessings. You can, but will you? For I have left you free to live in the pig pen if you wish, or to live in the castle, or to live being served. Come back to me, for I long to give you all that I have promised. Come back to me. Father, we hear your heart today in Jeremiah 2. We do not want to keep you waiting. I pray that your love would draw us back, please. And I pray, God, that you would cause us never to leave you again. Help us to learn that there is nobody, nobody like you and like Jesus. Please help us, for we are very stupid, and we follow idols that the world places before us, that turn into dust in the wind. Please, Father, draw individuals back. Draw your church back. Draw me back. And draw Israel back. Please, Father, don't be too rough on us, but give us enough judgment that will cause us to return home. We pray in the name of Jesus, because there is no other name to pray in. Father, 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 have mercy on us. Father, forgive us because we have abandoned thee. Father, 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 we need you. You need to get quiet and see how you need to respond to this little whatever it was. I have no idea. You need to get quiet and you need to respond. Don't keep the Father waiting. And if you're afraid because of what you've done, let me tell you this. He will never reject you. Never. How we need God's mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I do thank you for listening. We are on every single day at this time. And this broadcast goes throughout the country. We are also on the internet. people can hear us live on WROL, the internet on WROL, at 11:30 in the morning. So please pray for me and pray that the church, Israel, and we would return back to the bridegroom. I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And tomorrow night is Friday. We'll be having Mass at 7:30 in the evening, and you are welcome to come at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.